The 303 corridor is probably one of the most difficult transportation corridors in the whole state of New York. Even if we were only to make safety improvements, then at the end of the day, we're still left with a hodgepodge of uses in the corridor. And what's exciting about this study is that not only can, for example, we put some left-hand turning lanes in if that's what the community decides necessary to improve safety, but we could also look at how the uses have developed. Maybe we need to rezone parcels to permit some open space. Maybe we need a median that's a treed median all the way up and down the road, which will obviously address a safety issue, but it will also address an aesthetic issue as well. And that's why I think NMTC, the New York Metropolitan Transportation Council, and others, along with the town, have expressed interest in this sustainable development study to try to make improvements on 303, but also taking into account some of the difficult land use issues that are frequently not taken into account when only safety considerations are at stake. I'd like to welcome you to the first of what will be three neighborhood meetings on the Route 303.
Starting in the fall of 1999, residents, business owners, and community leaders in the town of Orangetown, New York, met to discuss potential improvements to the Route 303 corridor, a four-lane arterial running through the center of their community. Working together, a technical committee composed of the town of Orangetown, Rockland County, New York State Department of Transportation, the New York Metropolitan Transportation Council, and the study's consultant team, led by Wilbur Smith Associates, initiated a sustainable development study process with a series of public meetings to identify the fundamental transportation and land use issues for the Route 303 study area.
One of the innovative things in this study is an attempt to approach transportation planning not from the top down. And I think if the 303 corridor had any past experience, it was that experience of top-down planning.
10 years ago, the state came down and was going to have a public meeting and invited the residents to come to the meeting, and they had the maps up of what they had planned for Route 303.
DOT tried to make what were probably some necessary safety improvements, but they weren't really done in the way that the community could buy into, because the community wasn't really involved in that process, that decision-making process.
This is a new approach, and I think everyone has to learn whether or not the approach is going to work. The people conducting it and the people who are participating in it.
I'd like to get as much information down as possible as to go back to these guys with. So, Eli, why don't you take a turn?
Maybe create immediate, I think your zoning or your development will take place as a result of improving the road.
If we had a median, how would you even go from one place to another?
In cases where right now you can make a left turn directly, you would have to make a U-turn around the median and come around to make the right turn.
Sustainable development means lots of things to lots of people. In the sense we're looking at it here is you can basically agree on a course of development and solutions in the transportation side, and not only roadway solutions, it could be bicycles, pedestrians, transit. It's a whole portfolio of transportation possibilities that sustain one another. That's the key thing. I mean, in our mind, sustainable means, well, you have development in a corridor and you have a transportation system in the corridor, and neither one outstrips the other. So you don't have congestion, and you don't have lack of congestion or too much capacity. You have just what's needed, and the transportation improvements are not imposing on the community. They're working in the community.
And you touched upon some of this because you indicated where lights might be necessary. What ideas do you want to throw out for consideration right now?
When there's a freight train coming through, and these freight trains have gotten ridiculously long.
I like the format. I like talking in groups. And I like working with the people, and I think it was an excellent idea.
Fatal is only one. This is just fatal right here. That's the little blue. Is that it's a fatal?
We try our best, and the community sees that we're sticking to their viewpoints. I think we're being successful.
But if you had a single lane, and then a wider breakdown lane, because sometimes you have breakdowns too. We have no breakdown lanes really in some of those pinch points.
If anything comes of it, it's great. I'm a little bit suspicious about all this, because it seems that we talk, and the state does what it wants. But it seems that there's enough community input, things will happen.
One thing that was mentioned in our group on Tuesday night was the truck traffic. How do we curtail? How do we maybe
regulate.
Even regulate the amount of truck traffic on 303?
I can't understand people saying they don't want truck traffic, like Bill said. Trucks bring the foods in.
The community is really talking about what it sees as its future will be in terms of both development in these corridors and then in terms of transportation solutions. And that's very much different than the traditional corridor study type of planning that had been done up till now, where transportation agencies would come in and create plans for the corridor and say, well, here it is, and tell us what you think of it.
Let's start with Group A, Suzanne's group.
To the credit of the planners, I think, they're not trying to project their view. They're trying to get the input from the residents, and then eventually, I assume, try to put all that together in a way that makes sense so that we can have a menu of choices.
Possibly sidewalks to make it safer.
Pedestrian traffic.
Sidewalks.
We know that trucks need to be accommodated because the industry is already there, but that the speed of the trucks need to be addressed.
Mountain View Road, the Erie Street right-hand turn with the railroad grade crossing was an important issue.
Turn lanes.
The sporadic use of possibly a secondary road corridor.
I just hope that the information that is coming from the people is heard and is used.
I feel energized by the fact that the community, the citizens that came to this group definitely caught on to the idea that we were looking to them to identify the problem areas and also identify some solutions for us to consider.
If we can get a study that shows that you can use this corridor in different ways or to maximize it, maybe change its look, change it the way it's operating now to improve its safety and improve its appearance and make it something that our residents can travel on safely, we will have accomplished a lot.
We hope that by the end of this process, we will have a study that doesn't just sit on a shelf, but will be the tool through which DOT can make the safety improvements that are needed, and the town board can look at zoning and make the changes that the community and the planners think are best for the town. And that if we're really successful, this will be used as a model not only for Orange Town and Rockland County, but the whole state of New York.